Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you are too blessed to be messed up. Because God is too faithful to fail. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today is a prayer Sunday, so we are still going to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Those who believe in prayer are the people that do the praying. If you truly believe in prayer, you will be praying. Glory be to Jesus. We don't talk about prayer, we do the praying. There is no point sitting around talking about prayer. Just pray. Tell your neighbor, just pray. Hallelujah. Pray anywhere. Lift up holy hands everywhere. Pray in the bus. Pray in the bathroom. Pray in the toilet. Pray on your bed. Pray at work. Glory be to Jesus. God is everywhere. He will hear your prayer wherever you are. You don't have to get home before you say, when I get home, you are working in Lekki. You live in where is that place? Ojontolo. I say, when I get home, I will pray. No! The Bible says, be instant in prayer. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is always ready to hear our prayers. Amen. And the prayers that we pray in this place, God's ears are open to receive it. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are still going to pray. I want you to pick up your Bible as you remain standing and open your Bible to the book of Esther, Esther chapter 9, and we're going to read just the first verse. Today, our prayer focus is dismantling, destroying all evil conspiracies against the people of God. And the scripture that was read to us earlier, Isaiah 54 and verse 15, says, surely they gather. Every believer, every Christian must know that there is some evil gathering somewhere, either in the realm of the spirit or in the realm of the physical. The devil does not want the blessings of God to be made manifest in your life, because he knows if he does, then the glory will go to God. And he does not want anything to glorify God in our lives. But the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. I hope you agree that he is a liar. The father of all lies. He can never tell the truth. He hasn't the capacity to do so. And God can never lie. Hallelujah. So Esther 1. Esther 9. Esther 9 and verse 1, the very first verse. I want you to keep your eye on this. Esther 9. Are you there? Okay. Please read. The day that the enemy decided to hatch his evil conspiracies, he said that same day, that day is this day, that all his evil conspiracies against you will turn to the contrary. I said it will turn to the contrary. That same day, the Bible said now in the 12th month, we are in the 12th month. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The month of Adar, the 13th day, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution. When the day drew near that the enemy will hatch his plans. Oh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped. The expectations of the righteous, the Bible says, shall be destroyed. Glory to God. They hoped to have power over them. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your family is facing. And it is the hope of the adversary that they will overpower you. That your prayers will not be answered. That what you believe God for will not manifest. But I have good news for you. This day, let somebody shout, this day, the plans of my adversaries shall come to naught in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, first of all, rise up and declare it over your life. Declare it now. Declare it. Declare it now. Declare it. Declare and decree. The Bible says, and ye shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass, and light shall shine on your path. Beloved, you can't afford to close your mouth. Some of you are not declaring. The Bible says you shall have what you say. If you believe the word of God this morning, if you believe God and believe his word, then open your mouth and declare that this day, every conspiracy, every evil plans of the enemy to overpower me, overpower my prayer, overpower the blessings of God in my life, let it come to sudden destruction. I can't hear you praying. Let everyone hear you praying. Beloved, this is not the time to be psychedelic. This is not the time. God is here. He wants to see how serious you need what you need. Are you desirous of God's plans to be made manifest in your life, in the work of your hands, in your business, concerning your health, your children, your spouse, your job, your career? Then open your mouth and pray. Pray it yourself. Let God hear your voice today. The angels are here, ascending and descending. Beloved, pray, pray, pray. Begin to pray. Pray. Open your mouth and decree. Decree it. In Jesus' name, we have decreed. Now, pick up your Bible again and open it to Micah 5 and verse 3. Micah is after the book of Jonah. Micah 5 and verse 3. The next prayer point, you are going to seriously pray like a woman that is in labor. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travails, Isaiah 66, as soon as Zion travails, she brought forth. So today you are going to pray like a woman that is in labor. And you must bath that blessing, the one that you have been praying and asking God, Lord, do this in my life. It must be bathed this morning. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. It must be what? Bath this morning. Please help me tell your neighbor that my breakthrough must be bath this morning. I am about to go into labor. I'm about to travail. And as I travail, I will prevail. No longer will the enemy make a prey of me. As I pray, I will no longer be a prey. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I'm reading 5:3, Micah 5:3. Therefore, will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth had brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Until we travail. First, you are going to seriously pray. You can take any position that you want. You can kneel down. You can lie down. This is a serious one that we must pray. And our first prayer is to pray for those who are yet to be saved. Glory to God. Those who are yet to be saved. There are some people that when they give their lives to Christ, there is some blessing that God says must come to you. It's in their hand. But right now, they haven't ears that hear God, nor eyes that see what God is showing them. So until they hear and until they see, they cannot deliver what is in their hand to you. Glory be to Jesus. Let us pray. We are going to pray. Pray. Those, Father, as many as are yet to come to Christ, to be saved. Father, today, let your kingdom come upon them in form of salvation and baptism of the Holy Spirit. Turn into prayer right now. Begin to pray. Masike yabatori yababa. Limbro suri basente. Masunda gaye bakuri mashataya. Lembro soto. Save the lost, oh God. Masira bakote kere mashata. Limbro turi basende lelelebo. Maseke rebo shanda laba yabalababye. Yekete kepo. Masekerebo sendekelebo shataka labababa. Limbro turi basanda yabaya. Beloved, pray, pray, pray. That lost souls be saved. That the kingdom of God will come upon them. Father, Lord, we stay in position of intercession for those who are yet to come to the knowledge of the saving grace that is in Christ Jesus. And Father, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, the same mercy and the love of God that snatched us from the hand of the enemy, Lord, that same hand stretching forth, oh God, and rescue them. Rescue their souls. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come upon them. In form of salvation. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of sonship be released upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. The God of this world that has blinded them. Let every blinder cut fire now and perish. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Satan, we command you to loose your hold. Loose your hold upon them. For by virtue of creation, you are not a creator. By virtue of redemption, you are not a redeemer. Therefore, loose every soul that you have held captive right now in your prison, in your demonic vaults. We command their souls loose from you in the name of Jesus. For it is written, even the captive of the mighty shall go free, and the prey of the oppressors shall be delivered. We command their deliverance right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every member of our family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every soul in this vicinity that is yet to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Father, let your kingdom come upon them right now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Masekerebo shende gereba yababa. Masira batonderebo koria. Libro shende gelelerebo. Masekerebo shandelelerebo. Leke popoporia basende. Ora bakasekerebro koshende. Ora bakasekerebakata yababa.
masekerebo shendegelelelebo ilelelebo masekelelebo masendegelelebo yekerebo shendegelelebo ribakasa karebo koshende like popoporia basendegelelebo leke bosanda yaba masekerebo shanda. Father, we thank you, Lord. We receive them into your kingdom. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive these souls into your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for saving them. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. The theme of our prayer today is dismantling all conspiracies, evil conspiracies. We must override them by the divine word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So every conspiracy that has been assigned to stop you from finishing well and finishing strong in this year. You see, when the devil wants to stop somebody from finishing well, he will bring all manner of things that will cause you to end this year sad and sorrowful, grieving. But that will not be your portion. Yeah. Hallelujah. I said that will not be your portion. So let us pray against all those plans of the enemy. Let's override them by the word of God today. In Isaiah 54 and verse 15, the Bible says, surely they gather. So they are gathering. At the end of the year, the enemy is planning all sorts of things. And you know that towards the end of the year, all manner of evil things begin to happen. It will not locate you. I said it will not locate you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, it shall not enter within your walls. Evil shall not be heard in your camp, nor the voice of sorrow, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now begin to pray, beloved, against all those conspiracies that does not want you. Every evil conspiracy that is assigned to cause you not to finish this 2020 well, not to finish it strong. Override them now by the power in the word of Jesus, word of God. Begin right now and turn it to prayer. Begin to pray. Pray, beloved. Travail in spirit. Travail so that you can bring forth. Labor in prayer. Masikata yabote kerebacha. Limbro to koriba kashete. Masunto koriabashete. Satan, you are a liar. We are finishing well. We are going to finish strong. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uncommon favor is coming our way. Abundant harvest of God's goodness shall be our portion. Therefore, we are finishing strong. We are going to finish well. In the name of Jesus, every demonic conspiracy, oh, bakasekere bashata, to turn the goodness and the glory of God to sorrow in my life. I commanded this mantle now by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Masekere bashete, like popopo riba sanda yababa, masokori bashete, limba sekere boshata. Beloved, fight, fight in the spirit. Fight against those conspiracies. Fight against evil meetings. Fight against evil pronouncements. Every satanic pronouncement that has been made over the end of this year 2020. It shall not locate my house. It will not locate my family. It will not locate my spouse. It will not locate my children. It will not locate my business. It will not locate my career. It will not locate my job. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall not locate my health. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm finishing this year strong. I'm finishing it well to the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I shall enter into 2021 rejoicing in the Lord, fervent in spirit, patient in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Masekere bashata yababa, masire boshata. Oh, devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. I don't care what you have been doing. I don't care what your evil plans are. I don't care what you have conspired. It shall not come to pass. I release the blood of Jesus against your demonic machinations, your manipulations, your maneuverings, your interjections into my dreams, your interjections into my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I override them by the power in the divine word of God. That says, surely they gather, but not of me. But because they do not have my consent, they shall fall for my sake. Let every such conspiracy begin to fall and scatter for our sakes right now. In the name of Jesus, let it right now begin to fall and scatter for the sake of everyone that is under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, let every evil gathering in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the physical begin to fall and scatter now. Begin to fall and scatter now by the power in the name of Jesus. I command sudden destruction unto desolation for every such evil meeting, evil gathering against me. Against me finishing well and finishing strong. I am finishing this year with press reports. I'm finishing this year with testimonies. Testimonies of uncommon favor. Testimonies of abundance, of harvest of God's blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. And so shall it be. I call it done by the faith of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Amen. Micah 7 verse 9. We're going to read just the B part. Micah 7. And it says, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. I will say a big amen to that. Amen. So shall the Lord do for me. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. He will plead my cause and execute judgment. My advocate, Jesus Christ, the Lord, before the court of heaven. He will plead my cause. The Bible says we have an accuser of the brethren, accusing us at the court of heaven, and telling God and saying we should not, bringing all manner of evidences, presenting it before the court of heaven, saying this is the reason why she shouldn't have this blessing, why he shouldn't have this breakthrough. But I have news for the devil. I have this most senior of the senior advocates in the world that is advocating on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. And his blood is the evidence of my victory over every accusation of the enemy. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. That is my exhibit A to exhibit Z, the blood of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, rise on your feet right now. And before the court of heaven, before the court of heaven, every accusation of the enemy that has been presented against you, let the blood of Jesus begin to plead mercy on your behalf. Open your mouth right now. Open your mouth. Beloved, we don't always do that which is pleasing in God's sight. And the devil can use it and exploit it as an opportunity. No longer will we continue to yield grounds to the enemy. Plead my cause, O Lord. Father, look upon the blood, the exhibit that is presented by your Son Jesus Christ before the court of heaven. Let him speak mercy on my behalf. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let the blood speak mercy and plead your cause. Father, let the blood begin to plead our cause, O Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So that, O Lord, our cause will not be subverted by the enemy. It is written, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord does not approve. Therefore, Father God, Lord, let the blood of Jesus plead our cause right now. In the name of Jesus, let it plead our cause before the court of heaven against every demonic accusation, every evil charge that the enemy has brought against us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, give me justice because of the blood of the Lamb. Give me justice for all that I have had to suffer from the hands of the enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, let the blood of the Lamb of God give me justice for all that I have suffered from the hand of the enemy. Turn it to your prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of the Lamb of God give you justice for all that you have had to suffer in the hand of the enemy. Either because of your own rebelliousness to God and His word, your disobedience, ignorance, or just sheer evil conspiracies of the enemy. Father, the blood is presented upon the mercy seat. Give us justice, O Lord, for all that we have had to suffer. And let justice begin to manifest expressly without any further delay in our lives, oh God. As we present the blood before the court of heaven today. In Jesus' name we pray. We are also going to pray. There are many people that are suffering in the body of Christ. Not only in the body of Christ, in the world generally, people are suffering. All types of things are happening. Some people are in trouble, all manner of trouble. There are homes and families that are in trouble. Their finances, they are in trouble. They are in trouble health-wise. Hello? Some marriages are in serious trouble. We are going to pray. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. So we are going to pray for deliverance. The day the Lord woke me up and said, be praying for people that are struggling and are in trouble. In fact, it was so fast because that day, it was as if I was bombarded with news of people that were in trouble. I couldn't believe it. So we're going to pray. It's not only for you to be praying for yourself. Pray for people that are in trouble. Hello? Many families are in trouble. In serious trouble. Some of them, their trouble is spiritual. Unless the Lord intervenes, they are heading for total destruction. Hello? So we are going to intercede. We have been called to pray. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray this one intensely. Pray it intensely. That all the people, Father, all people in all places, wherever they may be, in the four corners of the earth, who are in trouble, families that are in trouble, some are really struggling right now. It's a real struggle to put food on the table. Many have lost jobs. Heads of home, breadwinners, have ceased to be breadwinners. They are not winning bread. The devil is a liar. Because the Bible says when there is a cast down, for us, the redeemed of the Lord, there is a lifting up. No matter the door that is shut, for a child of God, the door is never shut. Glory be to Jesus. We serve a miracle-working God. And nothing, we have heard it today, nothing is impossible for him to do. Nothing is impossible. Oh my God, I don't know what I mean, you know, it's like for the past 1 week, I just say one thing in my prayer in the morning. By 12 noon, it comes to pass. Glory be to Jesus. I don't know whether it's a new level of anointing, but that anointing is coming upon you. Glory to Jesus. I mean, it was as if the devil just, I mean, he attacked something in my life, in my house. I said, devil, what are you trying to do? End of the year. You want to cause serious financial problem for me now. He attacked this one, attacked that one, he attacked this one. I said, I double dare you. I double dare you, Satan. Everything that you attacked will be replaced. Amen. One by one. Somebody will just say, Merry Christmas. Again. Glory. Hallelujah. I had a financial commitment that I can't run away from. I can't travel to Ghana. I say, I'm not around. Hello, somebody. You know when you have a financial commitment, you have to meet it. You know that kind of financial commitment. This one you can't run away from. And a brother of mine was texting me, we have not heard from you. So I said, oh Lord, they said they have not heard from you. Yes, because he's my provider. Glory to God. And I said, Lord, you are the one that will make. So I told, I was telling the person that sent the thing to me, I said, well, I believe that by the end of this day, something will drop. And I really believed it. Beloved, you have to be confident of your walk with God. This is where you need to get to. You have to be confident that God is not going to fail you. Praise God forevermore. You have to get to that point that God will not fail you. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 hour after that, exactly that same amount came in for me. So I had no doubt. I mean, you don't need to tell me that is it. Hello? You know that God answers. Glory to God. And it's not because I'm a pastor. Title does not confer entitlement. It is your faith. It is your faith that delivers results. Your faith in God. Glory be to Jesus. For the Bible says, whatsoever that you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it. Do you believe? That's why I say people who do the praying are those who believe in prayer. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Beloved, we are going to pray. One more prayer. And I want you to open your Bible to Psalm 65 and verse 11. That's the last prayer we'll pray. The Lord will not leave you comfortless. In the mighty name of Jesus. He's a faithful Father. I spoke to my son. I said, are you preparing to come home? Have you packed all your things on your way to take your flight? He said, Mommy, I don't know. The way I'm feeling in my body, my temperature, my this one. And I know if your temperature is above normal, the plane won't carry you. I said, I cannot lose my money. That's number one. I can't lose my money. Praise the Lord. So I was so angry in my spirit. I didn't even say anything to him. I just said, it is well. In fact, my son David said, I sent him a text. I said, you better pour ice water on yourself.
cool yourself down.
Amen. When I dropped the phone, I said, devil, you see, I'm too blessed to be messed up. This one can't happen. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? There's no place for you here. And I said, devil, I'm not going to pray this one. I'm just going to command you to take off your filthy hands from him. By the time I call him again, Tobashi Wambe. Glory to God. I said, Satan, I double dare you. I double dare you. You haven't heard before. They say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hear it one more time. When I called him in the evening, he sounded better. I said, you have no choice but to be better. Hallelujah. As I got to the church, he said, I've landed. I said, hey, you got to land. Nothing can stop you. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. We are going to pray. Psalm 65. Please read, my brother. Thou crowned the year with what? Not with sorrow. Not with grief. Not with lack. Not with stagnation. Not with discouragement. Not with failure. He crowned what? The year. With what? God will crown this 2020 for you with goodness. I think only one person received it. Amen means I agree with it, it is done. That's what amen means. So if you are not shouting amen, it means that you are disagreeing and say it will not be done. I said, this year, end of this year, God will crown it with goodness for you. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. According to Psalm 65 and verse 11, he crowned the year with goodness. Let God crown this 2020 for you with his goodness. Open your mouth, turn it to your prayer. Begin to pray. Pray! Father, let my path overflow with your goodness. Let my path overflow with your goodness. Psalm 23 says, goodness and mercy shall follow us. Hey! Abba, Father. Crown this year, O Lord, for us with your goodness. Turn it to your prayer. If you want to see the goodness of the Lord between now and when 2020 expires, you better pray, beloved. Pray. Pray. It is the Lord who says he crowns the year with his goodness. Let heaven hear you, my brother. Let heaven hear you, my sister. Begin to pray. Let our path begin to drop fatness. Let the goodness of the Lord attend our way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the journey of my life to the end of this year be crowned with your goodness. Give me, Lord, a token for the good. I ask for a divine encounter of your goodness in my life and in my family. Father, let me end this year with laughter. Baba, let me end this year with laughter. Let my family end this year with laughter. Every plan of the enemy to turn your goodness and glory to sorrow, by the power in the name of Jesus, I command it dismantled. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to have a minute or two. If you want to kneel down, kneel down. Whatever you want to talk to God about. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit said to me yesterday morning, and I had it in my spirit, he said, ask for three things. In fact, it was so wonderful because two out of the three has already been answered. Two out of the three has been answered. In fact, they were answered that same yesterday. That same yesterday. Glory to God. And beloved, let me tell you something. Carry Jesus on your head, though, wherever you are going. Because he's going to open some doors for you. That you can, nothing else is going to open that door. Except you begin to speak and witness for Christ. So let it be your passion from now to the end of this year. Don't end this year without winning a soul to the kingdom of God. So the Lord will empower you to do so. And do not frustrate that grace upon your life. Ask the Lord right now for three things that he will do. Before the end of 2020, three things. He will do it. The Lord will do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, behold your people that you redeemed with the precious blood of your Son. According to the scriptures in Romans chapter 8 and verse 32, it is written, he who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us, how will he not with him give us all things freely to enjoy? Father, you did not hold back your own Son. You gave him so that we can enjoy all things freely. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, that the suffering of the Lamb of God would not be in vain in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that which, O Lord, they have presented before you as a request before your throne of grace today, Baba, answer them speedily. That which they have asked, the Bible says, he that asketh receiveth. Father, I receive for everyone under the sound of my voice now. I receive answers to their prayers, solution to their problems. I receive provision for them. I receive protection for them. I receive preservation for them. Lord, so let it be. That which they have asked you, before the end of this year, bring it to pass. Let there be testimony instanta to the glory of your name and to the advancing of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed and we have given thanks. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. I said, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, you need to be excited. You don't come to a place of prayer with fear. You come excited because you know there is a God. And when there is a God, you know that your prayer will be answered. If there is a God to pray to, there is a God that will answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will not disappoint you. You will not fail. You will not fall. You will not falter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your testimonies shall not be stolen. In the mighty name of Jesus. No devil will withstand the glory of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not be robbed of your testimonies. You will come with praise reports unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I double dare that devil that wants to take you away in the midst of your days. Satan, mark my word today. Take off your filthy hands from the people of God. Take off your filthy hands from their health. Take off your filthy hands from their finances. Take off your filthy hands from their families. In the name of Jesus, I double dare you. Take off your filthy hands from their blessings. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. If you believe that it is done, I want you to shout 3 hallelujahs. Loudest on top of your voice. If you leave here and you can't talk again, don't worry. 3 hallelujahs. 1 to go. Hallelujah! 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 Yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I just want to quickly start.